Hey, this is Jade Hooper with the Why the Hell Not podcast. You guys, I'm so excited to connect with you officially on my first Sunday through my podcast. Now, I am going to just be so honest with you about everything that's going on in my life because my hope is that my experiences and the things that I'm going through, the things that I've learned, can in some way, shape, or form help you. Now, the last couple weeks have been a total crapshoot. I'm just going to be so honest with you. I'm in a season where my life is just changing so much this year, and it seems like over the last month or so, just everything within my family dynamic is changing so much. My 7-year-old is now 7, and he is just got a mind of his own. I've got a 2.5-year-old, almost 3-year-old, who's just beating to the beat of her own drum, and then a little baby who's now 9 months who's crawling around and doing all of the things. And I find myself running in a million different directions after them. Now, if you guys don't already follow me and haven't been following me on social media, totally do. You can follow me at Jade Lisa Ann Hooper on Facebook and at the Jade Hooper on Instagram. You can totally screenshot this, and I would love to put this up in my stories just to celebrate the fact that you're here listening to this. But if you've been following me for a while, you know that I try to be as organized as possible. I meal prep our meals for our family for the whole entire week. We pick out our kids' clothes for a week in advance. I have methods for calendars and systems and all of these things, but I still, for some reason, when I sit down to start my day after my kids go to school, feel nothing but frazzled, stressed, exhausted, and my brain is going a million different directions, and I'm over it. I'm just so over it. I don't even know another way to put it. Everybody's waking up when they want to, going to bed when they want to, going all over the place doing everything, and I have to create some boundaries. Now, the way that I was raised and the things that I have been through in my life have conditioned me to believe certain things are true about how I raised my kids or the way that I was raised, and I have to constantly remind myself that, like, I do the best that I can every day and that everything's fine. But I had to lay it all down and just kind of throw my hands up in the air and realize, like, yes, I've improved. And yes, I've created systems and all these things. But now those systems are no longer enough for what I have going on. I have to commit to creating a schedule for my family, having more, not restriction, but just more guidelines, just streamline things so much more, because it's hard for me to stay consistent when I'm inconsistent and when my family is inconsistent. And of course, when it comes to business, I plug this business into my wife. And if everything's just a chaotic mess, it's just not going to work. So I want to share with you guys a couple of the things that I've decided to do. Number one, starting my day. Now, I can get up as early as I want to, and I have these bright ideas of having my skinny coffee and, you know, reading the inspiration or whatever that might be. But I can't do that when my kids are just getting up whenever they want to. So we have a baby gate upstairs, and that is their area. They're staying up there. They're going to do their things. They're going to not come down until 7:15. They can play up there. We have this big, beautiful, gorgeous home, and they have more than enough space in their bedrooms and a playroom upstairs. So they're going to stay up there, and I don't care what I'm doing. They will stay there, and I will be down here doing my thing, and just because I'm awake is not an invitation to join me. And so creating this boundary of, like, I need my sanity, and I feel bad all the time for saying I need sanity, because I feel like, well, if I can't handle the things that I've been given, then I don't deserve to be given them. But to be honest with you, that's not the truth. And right now as we speak, I have a crying baby. That's not the truth. The truth is that I am an amazing mom, and I do my best all the time. And to look at my life and look at the season that I'm in, I have to create these boundaries. So that is my boundary number one, is how I'm starting my day. I am committing to getting up, not just a little bit earlier, but way earlier, and committing time to personal development. It's one of the things that, yeah, we can, like, live without. Yes, sure. We don't have to have personal development. You don't have to read a book. You can absolutely live, eat, breathe, and sleep without, you know, pouring into yourself. But when you're in a place in your life where you just want to go up, you are going to be battling demons all the time. And those demons are going to be yourself. Those demons are going to be even people in your family, whatever obstacles it might be. Basically, what's in your brain between your ears. And so it is so important that you are starting your day filling your own cup. Now for me, after the kids get up at 7:15, I just lay the phone down, unless I'm taking some pictures because we're having fun. But we're having fun. We have an hour. We have an hour to get dressed, eat, do the things. Breakfast is already prepared. Their backpacks are already prepared. Everything's ready to go. And they leave. And they are pretty much out the door by 8:15. And I give myself 15 minutes to 30 minutes to run around and quick pick up the house. Because after they go, no more picking up the house. I don't touch anything because honestly, I could be spending my whole entire day cleaning my house. And I can't do that. I can't spend my day doing that because I have a business and responsibilities and things that I want to do. And so kind of non-planned, I created a business schedule for myself. Now, here's my next boundary. Now, previous Jade was running around like a chicken with her head cut off. And even though I have structures and systems, it wasn't enough. So by the time the kids would go to school, I would sit down at my kitchen table to work or on my couch, and my brain would be fried. I was overwhelmed. I didn't even know where to begin. I know the things that I need to do. I've been doing this for 6 years, but I was just so overwhelmed and just so overtaken by anything and everything and just so not in control that I just felt discouraged before I even got going. So what I did was I decided that I was going to create a six list, a list of the six things that I need to get done. And I printed them out and I put it into a plastic sleeve and I created a binder for myself, a binder system to where this is going to be like my work. And it's going to start to finish at where I need to begin. So on the first page is my six list, posting, keeping my inbox going and my calendar going. That goes in line with my inbox. Following up on a daily basis, growing my network, working with my newbies, working with my team, and recognition for both my newbies and my team. And that's on page one. So I can go through, have a dry erase marker, and mark on this plastic sheet what I need to do. Yes, I absolutely know how to work this business. I try to be the best at it as I can every single day. I definitely know what I'm doing. However, I need to hold myself accountable and just make sure, like, if I can't think and it's a day that's hard and those days are just going to come and I know it, that I have in front of me what I need to do. So on the next page, I have my list of newbies, my new distributor tracker, and it just has their information when they enrolled and helping them keep track of their customers so that way I can make sure they get their shopping spree. On the page after that, it is the charts, so I can make sure that I'm checking in. Now, here's the deal. I used to work this business completely at night, but that's just not a thing for me anymore, and I do it more towards the day. And so just making sure that a part of my work day is making sure I go in and I'm working with the charts with everybody. Like, I'm holding myself accountable for the things I need to do. Now, when it comes to my posts and stuff like that, I have found my most favorite system is planning my month's posts in advance. Okay. And it is like my favorite thing ever to do. Now, someone asked me before, well, how are you being authentic if you're planning your posts in advance? Because they are written by me. That's authentic. My daily posts don't have to be like what's happening for that day. My daily posts are just that. They're just posts. It's my heart. It's my soul. It's my inspiration. It's the things that I want to do and where I want to go with my life. My authentic in the day behind the scenes is going to show up in my stories. Now, I still do my 3-3 rule within my stories, and I can absolutely plan those ahead using, the stories feature. I create my stories of like my own personal story and little snippets of, like, if I had a book, I'm writing little mini chapters basically about like a situation that I've been through and how I've grown from it and how this business has helped me. And I love to map that out using a great app like Over or something like that. And I'm always using my products daily, the skincare, the coffee, the whatever it is. And I record myself using Snapchat and I speed that up and I post it on my story. So there's my 3-3 rule. I like to do at least 3 slides of my stories and 3 slides of products. Okay. And so those are done in advance. And that just takes, are you okay? That just takes so much pressure off of my shoulders, knowing that that's done. Because again, like, what am I suffering from? Brain fry. Being just mentally like over whatever, just over it. So I have those prepped and planned. I don't have to worry about trying to figure out what I want to do like on the spot. And that has been such a game changer because it truly just holds me accountable. So my posting's done. Next thing is my inbox, sitting there and making sure I'm scrolling back and answering everybody's questions. But not just that, you guys, clearing things out. Now, I'm not talking about that person that you've, you know, followed up with 3 times. Now, I'm not just talking about the people who, you know, you've been following up with all the time, because that's a completely different thing. And I'm just talking about, it's like the spam mail, it's the junk mail, cleaning out your inbox just to keep things like smooth so you can pay attention to the things that you need to do. For myself, I have a content creator, influencer, Instagram account. So I actually have 3 inboxes. I have a primary, a general, and then also it's like a spam filter. So I kind of divvy things out. Potentials go into the primary, team goes into the general that are like currently distributors. So I can make sure to give them love as well. But that way I can really streamline where I'm paying attention to. But just making sure that this is just kind of cleaned out and good to go. So if I'm, you know, tagging Hello Bello because I posted about their diapers in my stories, that I clear out that tag and that message. So that way, like, everything is just, I can pay attention to what I need to pay attention to. I have enough mess and noise going on in my brain at all times, and I need to just streamline myself as much as I possibly can. Anyways, now the following up, it's a must. You guys, if you're not following up, and following up and following up and following up and following up, whether it's daily or weekly or whatever your system is, you're shooting yourself in the foot, because it is the thing that completes the circle of life when it comes to growing your team, growing your business, and enrolling people. And so I have that on my list as well. And growing my network, it's something that, you know, if I'm not paying attention to it, it can absolutely fall in the cracks. And so again, for if you guys are busy and you're overwhelmed, great. But like, we can't make it an excuse. We can't make it the thing that's going to hold us back. And so I have it on there. And so I get to work during the day and play with Lucy and do the thing. So at whatever point, this list is completely checked mark off. Then I can do maybe some extra things that I need to do. But this is the stuff that I have to get done. I have to hold myself accountable. And not only that, I'm tracking myself. It takes 21 days to implant a system and a regimen and a habit into your brain, and it takes 45 days for it to be more permanent, more long-term. So if this is gonna be my new normal, my kids staying up there and Lennox learning how to go to bed without a sippy cup, and Levi learning that he has to, you know, be a big boy and be 7 years old and not just follow suit to his 2-year-old sister, it's not going to just take accountability from their end, but my end, and it will become a habit for all of us. So my kids come home by 4:00 and I put my phone away. I plug it in, I recharge it, and we have fun. We play outside, we play games, we watch movies, we eat dinner, we do bedtime, and I go to bed, and I set my timer again for another 30 minutes, and I go around and I pick up. I'll walk around with a trash bag if I need to, if there's just a whole bunch of random stuff everywhere, if there's like a leftover diaper or maybe, you know, wrappers from something that they were eating, whatever it is. I walk around with a rolly hamper because everybody's taking their clothes off wherever they want to, which still, we're better at that, but it's not perfect. So little things that just make life a little bit easier. I run the Roomba, I have it do its thing, and every single bathroom and the kitchen have Method sanitizing wipes, multi-purpose wipes that I wipe everything down. And once that timer is over, I'm done. That's it. Because I can't spend my time trying to just feel busy. I need to be doing income producing and happy producing activities. So after I'm done picking up, if Will and I, if it's our date night, we have a date night where we just commit to watching a movie together, spending time together, sitting and talking, I pencil him in. And for a moment, I felt kind of guilty about it, but then I realized if I pencil in everything else that's important to me, it's okay to pencil him in and not feel guilty that I have to pencil him in, because that's just my brain trying to constantly make itself feel bad and try to sabotage itself. And that's just a crazy way to live. So after they do that, then I tie up all loose ends. I go through, I answer questions from my team, you know, my inbox, from the few hours of being with my family. I make sure I get all of my potential's names in my calendar. I have everything set and ready to go. All the kids' stuff's prepared for the next day. I give myself some time to unwind. Unwinding is so important. Whether I take a shower and I just chill, maybe I listen to some soothing music. My guilty pleasure is definitely YouTube. So I might be catching up on, you know, whatever random things going on there, or maybe a movie. And I allow myself about 30 minutes or so to unwind, and then I go to bed. Because for me, I am not in a position where I can chase my hours. When I had one child, for sure, I could stay up a little later, get up a little early, and I'd be pretty much fine. But I'm in a place right now where I'm speaking to the mamas of many babies. It's hard when your energy is being extra split up with everybody, right? And so then I go to bed. I love using the bedtime app that is with iOS for Apple. I don't know if Android has something like that, but I'm very, very sure they do, because they're very good with their Android streamed apps. But it allows me to set a bedtime. So I know if my goal is to get 6 hours of sleep, maybe seven, then I am setting that timer, and it will tell me if I get up at, you know, 5 a.m., this is what time I need to go to bed to get those 6 hours of sleep, so I can just function properly, be a happier and healthier person. And for me, a part of this process is having Lucy sleep on her own. And for me, it's not breastfeeding anymore. I don't know what the perfect answer is, but I'm willing to try anything. Because when you take, I'm the kind of person, I carry the weight of the world on my shoulders, and I try to carry it for everybody else. You know, like, I'll be the first one to go to bat. I'll be the first one to take over XYZ if it makes it easier on everybody else. Because again, I have this thing programmed in my brain that if I can't handle my things, then I don't deserve to have them. But it's not necessarily the truth. If you're a person that's like me and you're easily just, you take on the weight and you try to take it all on, but then sometimes you kind of bite off more than you can chew, it's okay to create systems to hold yourself accountable so you can be consistent and you can be happy. And maybe some of you guys are like, I'm in college, Jade, this literally means nothing to me, or I don't even have kids, I don't know. But I'm just trying to set this example for you to know, number one, that it's okay that it's not perfect. And number two, it's okay for me that I'm going through this just very interesting season where I just, my hair should be like falling out right now, but it's not. I'm like, thank goodness, but it feels like it should. And there are days that I'm just so disappointed in myself. But again, if you just decide to commit, create something that's a system that, you know, six things, like, geez Louise, six things that I absolutely have to do and get them done. That maybe right now, sister, it is not your time to go 100 miles an hour. But if you can just take it a scale back just a little bit and find your pace. And I'm not saying pace like slow and steady wins the race, because that's not true. But for me, perhaps right now in this season of my life, that going 60 miles an hour and being able to consistently do it every day, every week, and every single month, and prepare myself for that, still pushing my, you know, my comfort zone, we're gonna conquer this, and we're gonna get through this season, and we're gonna learn so many amazing things along the way, and we are going to be happier and healthier and more excited for the future when we know that we were not complacent ourselves. So I really hope that you guys love this podcast. It might be a little different and maybe not necessarily for you in the context of my life, but I hope that you can take away that I am not perfect and that I'm still learning and going and growing, and I hope that you continue to do too. If you love this, please make sure you rate this, give it 5 stars, comment, just let me know how you loved it. I'm officially on Apple Podcasts now also, along with Spotify, wherever it is that you're listening from, but please just make sure to vote because it just keeps me popping up and showing up so that way people can benefit from this podcast. I appreciate you guys so, so much. Have a great night.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.